Well, good afternoon once again, brethren. It's a very interesting sermon and a discussion afterwards, which I found very, very helpful, dealing with anger and how we react to it. Today, even though I had this planned before last week, I'd like to carry on a little bit and encourage you to apply some of these things we discussed last week to the term meekness. So that's what we're going to deal with today in our walk with God. I forgot one thing. Two things, actually. Might as well get them now. First, if you'll turn in your Bible to Galatians 5 and verse 23. The the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. In 23 it says, it finishes off, meekness and self-control, and they seem to be associated with one another, being the last two. Against such things there is no law. So that's what the term meekness is what we're talking about today. Oxford Dictionary describes meekness as quiet, gentle, obedient. It's also associated with self-control. I use Vine's Expository. If you want to add your library, this is an excellent book to get. It's an expository dictionary, and it has the main words, not all words, but and they're all related to Strong's. And here's what it says about meekness. First of all, the Greek word for meekness is P-R-A-U-T-E-S, Prates, Strong's 4240. It's all connected that way. Denotes meekness. And just a little quote there. Consists not in a person's outward behavior only, but yet, nor yet in his relations to his fellow man or his natural disposition. Rather, it is an inwrought grace of the soul or life, and chiefly toward God. That it is that temper of spirit in which we accept his dealings with us as good, and therefore without disputing or resisting. In other words, when we deal with God, we should be at one with him. That's really what it's saying there. And under the term meek, which is Praus, P-R-A-U-S, Strong's 4239, it denotes gentle, mild, and meek. And it says, Christ was meek because he had the infinite resources of God at his command. And the first thing I think of when I think about Christ being meek is, how is it that in John 8:44, he calls the Pharisees, the father, your father that is the devil? Okay, that doesn't sound like it's meek. But that's dealing with people, not with God. And there are certain scriptures, Matthew 11:29 for one, it says, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Maybe we can just turn there and see. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. We all know that scripture. So that's what he means by meek, you know, teachable. I've always heard that term. Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So there is some promise here for us from God if we are meek. And Matthew 21:5, when Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey, is perhaps the best example of meekness or humility. Behold, your king comes to you, meek and mounted on a donkey. And that's a quote from Matthew 21:5, quoting Zechariah 9:9. So compared to, say, Revelation 19:11, where Christ returns on a white horse, there's quite a difference there between the way he came into Jerusalem on a donkey and the way he's going to come back in power and authority. Vines describes, quotes here about meekness, described negatively, meekness is opposite to self-assertiveness and self-interest. So that's the exact opposite of what we want to be. We are encouraged to put off the self and put on Christ. And we know that from other scriptures. Titus 3:2 mentions not to speak evil of anyone, nor to be contentious, but gentle, showing all meekness toward all men. So that should be our attitude towards one another. And we can do this with God's Holy Spirit. I mentioned that Christ had infinite resources of God at his command. Well, so do we, through the Holy Spirit. We have the infinite resources of God at our command, as long as we follow Christ. 1 Timothy 6:11, O man of God, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and meekness. So it's included as some of the main things that we should pursue on our walk with God. And in 2 Corinthians 10, 1-5, which these are all mentioned in this Vine's dictionary under meekness. It says, Now Paul, I, Paul, am personally exhorting you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. And in verse 3, For although we walk in the flesh, we do not walk according to the flesh. Verse 4, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the overthrowing of strongholds, casting down vain imaginations, and that's where the self comes in, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. So it all comes back to Christ. And so in conclusion, I would encourage you to study what the Bible says about meekness. Get one of these if you're interested to get a more detailed study of the words that are in the Bible. And the idea is for you to become perfect as your Father is perfect in heaven.